Welcome to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. On the show today, me. I'm Randy Thompson with the National Federation of Independent Business, and I'm doing the open because Sam has a really bad voice.
We opened our first shoot back in 1919, and it's been a wild ride ever since. Come celebrate 100 years of the Reno Rodeo. Damn deal.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. Forgive my voice. A little croaky today because I got a cold. But we're here with Randy Thompson with the National Federation of Independent Business. Pleasure to have you on the program.
Nice to be back. Thank you for giving me the time off during the legislative session. Appreciate it.
You are very welcome. Yeah. We all needed the sleep and you got it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I think I'm caught up now.
All right, so let's start with the news of the day as we're taping this. Last night, Victoria Seaman victorious in running for Las Vegas City Council. So that puts Victoria Seaman and Michelle Fiore, two solid Republicans, on what you would think would be a very Democratic city council.
I'm glad I live in Reno. Okay. No, I know Victoria and Michelle well. I worked with them in the legislature, and I think they're a kick, but they have their own agenda, and they have their fun way of working. So it'll be interesting to see how this all goes.
You know, Carolyn Goodman has nothing bad to say about working with Michelle Fiore and vice versa. Although that's been a trait of the Goodmans ever since Oscar was mayor, which is not to speak ill of any opponent or somebody on the other side, but they genuinely seem to have a good friendship. But I mean, you know, if you look at the Clark County Commission, it's all Democrats. Mm-hmm. And as Tom Mitchell would say, former editor of the Las Vegas Review-Journal, union Democrats. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to see two solid Republicans on the Las Vegas City Council. Does it say as much about voting in off years as it does about them winning?
Well, I think it in a time when you have an off-year election with, 7,000 people that voted for this particular election, it's all about getting your voters out. And Victoria and...
I made that point again. How many people?
7,000 people just elected city council.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculously low, which is why they've changed. They're going to go back to normal year elections. But it's just people just don't want to get out and vote in an off year. But they've got to be motivated to vote. And Victoria knows how to motivate voters, just as Michelle Fiore does. So they connect with, they're kind of like the Donald Trump. They connect with people in a level that most people just don't understand. They speak their language. They speak voters' language. And God love them for getting out there and doing it. It's hard to get good people to run for office these days. So I admire anybody that's willing to do it.
Well, and Michelle has consistently, since she took office, had coffee meetings, had pasta meetings, whatever it takes to get her supporters to come out, they come out. And she says that her portion of Las Vegas is really rural, and so that's kind of part of the appeal. So I'm kind of wondering where Victoria's appeal is for those Las Vegas voters, or is it just name recognition at this point?
Well, she's run several times for several things, so name recognition definitely matters. Just like Joe Biden is leading in the polls because people know his name. They don't necessarily know the person. So name ID matters in politics, and Victoria took that, she used it well. I'll just put it that way. She used it well.
All right, so let's turn our attention to the legislature. It just ended.
Thank God.
There are some that I speak to that say this was not a good session for small business.
Well, we had the trifecta of paid leave, equal pay, and minimum wage. And those were the three things that were passed last session that the governor vetoed. So elections have consequences. There's a lot of moderates out there who didn't like Trump, who voted Democrat, and this, you get what you pay for. You get what you voted for. So now we are looking at job losses. I'm going to say it's interesting that the minimum wage kicks in July of 2020, just a few months before the election. And once minimum wage kicks in, you're going to see a job loss. And so you're going to see a lot of people voting in a pocketbook or lack thereof come November of 2020. And I think it'll have some consequences. We are very fortunate that Senator Woodhouse was willing to work with us and give us a 50 employee or more exception for paid leave. So if you have 50 employees or more, you have to abide by paid leave. But generally, most businesses at that level already offer some sort of paid leave package. And the thing about, and the equal pay, again, the fines don't kick in unless you have 50 or more employees. So small business got a bit of a pass, but it's also a nose under the tent. I know the progressives and the unions and the trial attorneys are going to be back next session getting that 50 down to 25 and eventually down to 15 and eventually down to 10. That's just the reality of what we're dealing with. But small business, locally owned small businesses are the ones that are going to pay the price for these legislative mandates. And because a big company, a Bank of America, a Walmart, they have the ability to absorb those. And it's those locally owned small businesses that really don't. So yeah, small business is going to take a hit.
Do you think this is going to accelerate automation? Because Ernie Martinelli just passed away a few weeks ago, who was with Valley Bank and many mm-hmm. other banks over the years. And I talked about him promoting ATMs when they first came out 30 years ago and how excited he was that they didn't take days off, they didn't take vacation, and they were going to be a great profit center, which they did turn out to be. When was the last time you went to a bank and asked for cash? Do you think that we're just going to see over the next couple of years automation speeding up, especially directed at smaller businesses?
Well, you're already seeing now kiosks in the McDonald's, especially for when you're a franchise operator, you have that ability. Yes, you will. You will see Nevada is the number one state, according to Smart Asset. It's a number one state for automation.
Smart Asset.
Smart Asset.
Don't stumble as you say that.
I know,
that.
It's right. That's a tricky one. But they've done a lot of studies, and Nevada is the most vulnerable to automation, roughly, and Las Vegas being the worst of it. They are the most vulnerable city in the United States for automation. You're already seeing kiosks of dealers that deal out the cards at a table for playing 21. So yes, you're going to see that. They don't file sexual harassment lawsuits. They don't take sick leave. They don't need a wage. And to that point, one of the legislators, there's a lot of interesting bills from freshman legislators, and one of them wanted to put an unemployment tax on kiosks because she obviously said the more we make labor expensive, the more people are going to automate. So let's go tax automation. And that, to me, was an indication the Democrats are even acknowledging that, yes, this is going to have a toll.
You know, the other side of that coin, though, is that, for example, when people go to a bar, everybody serves whiskey. But why do you go to a certain bar? It's because you like the people mm-hmm. that are bartenders, waitresses, whatever. Same applies to restaurants. So at some point, does it become where if somebody wants to stand out, that they do bring in the personal service because that's going to be important?
I can't tell you how many stores I have gone to recently where there is no customer service. The people are there, but they don't really care. You try to ask for help, they're not around. So the number one problem that employers face right now is finding good workers, and it's pretty obvious. So yes, good customer service is gonna win out. But right now, it is a struggle for people to find good employees who want to work. In case in point, we had four bills at the legislature this year to try to deal with workforce development. None of them went anywhere. Because to acknowledge workforce development means to acknowledge that our schools are not performing well. We are not turning out students who can get a career. So, and the legislature is just not ready to go there and say, oh, we need to help develop our workforce because we don't want to take down our schools. We don't want to show that they're not doing a good job.
Okay, so let me delve a little deeper into that. So when you say workforce development, I see, for example, companies like Tesla and Switch going to the universities, mm-hmm. Going to the high schools, and saying, these are the kind of workers we need, these are the kind of programs we need, and the schools seem to be responding. Mm-hmm. Is that not the case across the board?
Not everybody has the clout of a Tesla to go to a TMCC specifically and create courses. I'm actually, one of my other jobs is running the Northern Nevada Network, and we have two meetings this month with the folks from the Nevada System of Higher Education to meet with and as well as GoEd, Bob Potts from GoEd, to talk to business leaders in the Reno area to do exactly what Tesla is doing. The private sector is now taking the lead on developing the workforce. We cannot count on our schools to deliver a workforce that is going to meet the demands of this new Nevada.
Is this a new situation because of the worker shortage, or has this always been the case? Well, I mean, because I remember going back years when I would talk to educators, and they would say, well, you know, we're looking for a liberal education, and I don't mean politically, but a liberal, education where the student doesn't just learn math and English, et cetera, but learns about culture and all these other things. Has that not changed, and we're not really taking care of how the world has changed?
Well, if you ask the number one question that NFIB asks, the number one problem in the NFIB survey nationwide is lack of a trained workforce, ability to find workers that are trained to do a job. Our universities tend to be more bastions of philosophy than they are developing a career. So this country needs to shift away from the four-year colleges into community colleges and into ACE charter schools and charter schools that are creating the next level of workers who are here to build our economy. And we can have both. We can have those French art history majors that go off and do beautiful things, but we need people to build homes and dig ditches and put in sewers. And that the infrastructure that our country needs needs to come from our workers who don't want to go to college and do, you know, studying the philosophies.
All right, but the public relations from the university system over the years, and let's say at least the last 20 to 30 years, has been everybody's got to go to college.
Right.
So that, and they have built that into a huge business, mm-hmm. a multi-billion dollar business. I mean, not that it wasn't a multi-billion dollar business before, but even more so.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's why you have universities are perpetuating. University professors become university professors. University students become university professors. It's a perpetuation of a system. And that's fine, but at some point we've got to recognize that this is not building the manufacturing base that we need in this country. I mean, if you look at what we've lost in this country, those middle class jobs are those jobs that are technical in nature, that are understanding how to make a widget and driving tractors. I mean, we can't continue to put out philosophy students and build an economy on that. So where's our middle class going? And a lot of it is just that's why we're shipping our jobs overseas. A lot of those core jobs that we should be making, creating here.
Do you think that, you know, because when I talk to Ray Bacon, for example, mm-hmm. and he talks about manufacturing, he talks about it being more of a computer science than it is, you know, the old manual labor. When you talk to automotive people, they say these are computer jobs. They're not manual jobs. So is manufacturing changing into a techie industry rather than, you know, what it used to be?
Well, if you go look at Tesla, it's robotic. I mean, there's not a lot of people making those cars, making those batteries, I should say. It's a lot of robotics, but somebody's got to come up with how to design the robotics. Someone's got to program that. So a lot of it is very technical. And that's why I'm saying these are maybe four-year degrees. I mean, but what's coming out of TMCC's program with Tesla is more of electrical engineering and hands-on manufacturing, but somebody's got to put the machines together, then the machines make the machines. But there's still got to be humans behind that. And that it is, it's much more technical in nature. And we're just not catching up to what this new Nevada is.
All right, let's take a break. More with Randy Thompson when we get back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, Sam Shad here with a croaky voice here with Randy Thompson.
Sounds so sexy, though.
Oh, God, you're so sweet.
So deep, yeah.
She's with the National Federation of Independent Business. One of the things that, with all the issues you were talking about with employees and additional costs for businesses, especially the ones with 50 or more employees, and those numbers perhaps going lower and lower with upcoming legislative sessions, does this increase contract labor where those rules don't apply? So you're going to have less people working a full-time job with benefits and more having to be a contract laborer and pay their own way.
Well, there was a bill this session that Paulinos was very involved with, SB 493, that really tried to clamp down on independent contracting. And it's more from the construction side. They don't like contractors going off and doing roofing on a Sunday and then getting hurt and coming and claiming a worker's comp on Monday to their employer. Totally understand that. That needs to stop. But I think that's part of this whole thing is people are recognizing that the more you make labor expensive, the more employers will find ways around it. And either that or they're just going to pass on the cost of that good to the consumer. Just talking last night to a gentleman who has about 350 employees, and about two-thirds of them are part-time. And he was asking me, does paid leave apply? I said, yes, it does apply. But he's looking at, well, then maybe I'll just put some of them as independent contractors and I don't have to worry about it. So, yeah, that's the reality. He also said that I'm going to have to just push this cost on to my consumers. So they're just making things more expensive for all of us. And especially when it comes to artificially raising the minimum wage. We're not paying minimum wage in the state right now. Very few are. If they are, it's because it's a training position that might last 3 months and then you're up to the next level. But drive by a Panda Express starting at $12 an hour. But when you raise minimum wage, you raise all wages. And that's what the legislators don't really want to listen to. I felt sometimes testifying that I could have been the teacher in the Charlie Brown series, blah, 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 because that's what legislators heard from all of us. They didn't really care. Who benefits from minimum wage increase is the unions, because now you've pushed up base wage. That means they can push up collective bargaining wages. And that's, I mean, there was three groups at the legislature. It was the progressives, the trial attorneys, and the unions. And that's who the business community was fighting. And we have to understand that those are all special interests. And I know some people can say, well, business is a special interest. But business is the one that employs the people. And even unions are businesses. But they have a different contractual relationship with their workers. So, and if you look at how we're paying the taxes, two-thirds of the taxes in this state are paid for by business, be it mining or banking or gaming or the commerce tax or the payroll tax or the premium insurance tax. business pays the bulk of the taxes in this state. And the way they pay those taxes is they're going to have to pass it on to the consumer.
And I would throw in retail as well, because obviously not only is retail its own function, but now gaming is so involved in retail as well,
right,
that they're a huge percentage of that.
They are. And sales tax, which the consumer pays, is a third of our general fund. So consumers are paying a third of our general fund. But to some way, they're all going to be paying it, because the more you make it, the more expensive you make labor, they've got to pass on that cost somehow. And it's going to be a rise in the cost of the good.
But does that discussion even occur?
Oh, no, it doesn't. No, it really doesn't. And if you come with the stats of if you raise minimum wage, look at all the people that won't be on welfare anymore, that won't be on food stamps. Great. If you raise minimum wage, look at all the people that lost their jobs. And I put it down this way. You can have study after study that shows the good and bad. Raising minimum wage is good for the people that keep their job, and it sucks for the people that lose their job. That's the only statistics that really matter.
But, you know, this is not really going to occur in a bad way in Nevada until the next recession.
Correct.
Because right now, you can't get employees. You're not paying the minimum wage. You're not, you know, if you're paying $12 an hour, you're lucky.
Yeah.
Because that's probably for the lowest rank employee you have.
Right.
15 is, you know, normal, and above that to get somebody decent.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't be till the next recession, when people are losing jobs, that we're going to see that effect.
And look at how many jobs we lost in the recession. Hundreds of thousands of jobs. And it will be even worse when you have to add in the paid leave and the minimum wage. Now that labor's more expensive, you're going to have to cut even deeper.
All right, but I mean, I should also throw in, to be fair, that was the Great Recession, and so this was.
Let's hope the next one's milder.
That was an abnormal situation. You wouldn't expect hundreds of thousands of people in Nevada to lose their jobs,
right?
And certainly not in the construction industry. We would hope.
Mm-hmm.
So did Governor Sisolak dispel any notions that if he had been anywhere but Southern Nevada, he would have been a Republican?
It's been interesting to talk to both left and right folks, that he has upset pretty much everybody. Even the liberals aren't happy with him, which I guess means he's created success, because he's essentially ticked off everybody. He did not come at all. The conservative that I should say, I thought he was more of a pro-business Democrat when I met with him prior to the election. He was nowhere near that when it came down to it. He definitely went to the left.
All right, let's take a break. More with Randy when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens. Natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids. But they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmaker, Sam Shad here with a cranky throat here, and Randy Thompson with National Federation of Independent Business. The split in the Democrats was pretty wide.
Mm-hmm. It was. I admire Nicole Cannizzaro, the Senate Majority Leader, for really trying to bridge the gap between very progressives, mostly in the Assembly side, and the traditional Democrats that we have. I mean, you actually had some Democrats who voted against the abortion bill. You have a Mo Dennis, and you have a Marsha Washington, who voted with the Republicans a few times. So you definitely had, I think the Democrats recognized that they did not get elected by the progressives. They really got elected by some moderate independents, and they really couldn't push them off too much to the side. So the progressives have tried to take a lot of credit for this session, but they didn't get really what they wanted. And I think the speaker did a good job as well of keeping the assembly Democrats somewhat in a cohesive manner. And some of the chairs made sure that the freshman legislators all got at least one hearing, no matter how stupid their bill was. They got some hearings. So I think they tried to keep them, but I have a feeling that there's a lot of faces that won't be back come 2021.
And that's where we have to leave it. Randy Thompson, thank you so much.
Welcome. Get better.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny! Dad? Are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Don't forget, another way of watching Nevada Newsmakers is to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nevada Newsmakers, on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.